This is Isaiah. He's talking to whoever he was talking to.
To us?
Yeah, to us. So this Isaiah is saying, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound," which is, you know, pretty much the whole theme today is about being bound and, you know, feeling like a captive. And then on to 3, it says, "He's here to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." And 4, really, he's talking about these brokenhearted who are healed. And in 4, he says, "They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations."
Yeah. Wait, Dan.
Read the rest of that.
Yeah, read.
What am I reading?
Read where you left off and read the rest of it. Yeah.
"Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord, and they shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast." And we all just read 7 and on. So. Alright. "Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs."
Double
honor.
Double for your trouble.
Before you go, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, you just given me grace in my life. I transmit that to my son. Whatever you have for me to give to him, I give into him. I give it into him in his spirit to spirit, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost anointing, filling, drawing, healing, restoring. May David and Daniel both have what God is pushing down through the family line of blessing coming from you, God, from Holy Spirit, from the prophecies over my life. In Jesus' name, this son is filled. This son has a mighty anointing in the Word and in God. We saw it, we knew it from his mother's womb. In Jesus' holy name, and we named him his name on purpose. And what his name means is the beloved of the Lord. And he's a pastor shepherd. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. I speak a supernatural anointing on him. Supernatural anointing. Anointing not normal, not anything common, but an anointing of depth, of the supernatural calling of God to prove God on the earth to men and to all people, to prove God. This son has that full power and anointing to prove the God to people in Jesus' name, and he's going to do it double portion of me in Jesus' name. Come here, Daniel. I'm sorry, but come here. Father, I just bless this son. I bless Daniel. I pass into him. He's got big decisions in his life. He's just graduated high school, and I release upon Daniel the anointing and the power and the clarity of mental power to discern what God is saying to do now in his life. And I release in him Holy Spirit anointing. And there's also a great supernatural thing on him. It's different than in his brother. It is different here than in his brother. These sons have absolutely two different functions in God. And I pray each one of them finds those functions in their destiny in Jesus' holy name. And I call, but there's a supernatural anointing and blessing in Daniel too. But it's like I say, it's not like his brother. Daniel reminds me more of my wife's anointing, which is a mighty anointing. And David reminds me more of my anointing in Jesus' holy name. And I seal this. And this boy and man, he's a man now, but as a boy and as a baby, he was called a prophet of God by many prophets in the Christian church. And these are well-known prophets, including Kim Clement, Dave DeWell, Harry Spikerman. These men prophesied. This baby was a prophet to the nations. So whatever you have to go do in the world, Dan, or in your career, I believe you're going to end up serving God. I just know it in Jesus' name, and I believe that He will too. David will too. We seal it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes?
I want to make a motion that David take over the retreat in the future.
I think from this point.
ping pong for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I think
it's
not ping pong. What?
We had. Okay, this is still running. What you just heard was prophetic utterance. Okay? And God did that. God prophesied over those two. And I would like to prophesy over more of you, but we're going to break now, maybe this evening, because it's very powerful. And when we start doing this here, a lot of the men join in. And some men prophesy for the first time ever, because when the spirit of prophecy hits us, it starts moving around the room, and it seems like every man feels something or senses something. It's really powerful. And prophecy has done much to shape my life as a man of God. If I didn't get certain words at certain times from certain men of God, I would not be where I am today. And it was because, and I'm really eager to record prophecies and make sure that people can hear them again and again. Because you stand, your prophecies you can stand on. If you deem that they're from God, and if you also deem that they match the Word of God, and if they have a witness in your heart, those are the three criteria for a judging a prophecy. If it witnesses in your heart that it sounds like your future, if it matches the Word of God and it's not off base from scriptural meanings, and if it lifts you up and encourages you, these are the conditions of prophecy. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Tonight, you're going to really... We're going to have some fun tonight. So, in Jesus' name, we close. Amen.